Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about, look here, when I say straight, you say funk. Straight. Hey, funk. All right. That's what I'm talking about. This is your favorite flavor, Patrice Chocolate Banks, and you are tuned in to Everybody is a Star live on Tribe Family Channel. Now, check this out. I was gone funking for a minute, okay, because I had to regroup for the new year so that I could continue to bring the funk on the level that my listeners are accustomed to, all right? However, I just had to have this special Jamuary, spelled J-A-M-M-U-A-R-Y, Capra Clown D-Day celebration for my close friend and funk rad, because I cannot resist any opportunity to tear the roof off. Now, let me warn you, I am not sure what's going to happen tonight. So just buckle your seatbelts, okay? Now, without further delay, we are going to get this party started with the world-famous Sozo! Bam!
Hey, how y'all doing out there? Oh, yeah.
Bam! Hey, I can hardly hear that little, I can hardly hear your little horn. Honk it one more time a little louder. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So are you ready?
I'm always ready. R-E-D-Y, R-E-D, clown red and ready.
Okay, well, good. Well, I cannot be held responsible for what's going to go on tonight, so I'm going to put all the responsibility on you. So,
okay, that's good. I love that.
Yeah, you get the responsibility. So first of all, for anybody who has been living under a rock, I'm going to let you tell the public who Sozo the Clown is, and try to be humble. I know it's hard because you're so world famous, but just, you know, try to run down briefly what's going on with you.
Well, first of all, let's start it off right. Let me get my nose together here. Yeah, well, anyway,
okay.
You know, it started a long time ago, and I don't know. I looked in the mirror one day, and my nose started turning red, and I couldn't get it to change back. So a lot of the folks out there listening tonight probably know me from some of my artwork, and that was started back in the early 70s, late 70s, with the band Funkadelic and P-Funk. And back then I was known as the artist formerly known as Ronald P. Edwards. So a lot of you guys know my he managed me right now, Ronald P. Edwards, Ronnie Sozo. And so that's a little bit on the clown. I guess as we go down, we'll find out more about the clown. That's it. I'm kind of like a jack in the box. You got to keep turning the handle, and then maybe I'll pop out on you.
Okay, well, I want to say this. You came into my life when I was in Grand Central Station, and I always look forward to gigging in D.C. Washington, D.C., baby, they know how to party in Washington.
That's right.
And so I met you because I don't remember the first gig that you came to. You probably remember, but at any rate, you were always the artist. And what you used to do is you used to just, like, sketch people, like, right on the, you know, like, right there at the minute, at the specific moment that you even meet them, really, and then hand them these little caricatures that you would have of them. And so ever since I have known you, you have been giving me art pieces, slices of my life all the way back from, like, almost the beginning of Grand Central Station. And I still have almost every little piece of artwork you have ever given me. And you
wow.
have been Yep, I do. And you have been just like totally gifted and talented. God gifted you with the gift of art and the gift of you can like capture in cartoon form anybody and everybody.
Well, you know what, Patrice? A lot of people, here's a little trivia fact based on what you just said. You know, the first album cover that I did for P-Funk was called Fred Wesley and the Horny Horns, A Blow From Me at Two to You. And you guys got to know that Chocolate, if you've seen her, how fine she is. She's one of the finest chocolates out there now. She became one of my muses. You can laugh. That's cool. And if y'all want to go back and research that album, Chocolate has a real special beauty mark, speaking of beauty, on her face, and it's her mole. And so if you look at some of the album covers, you'll see, even on the Horny Horns first album, the girl that's on the front cover of that album holding up the horn players, check her smile out and see if you don't see that mole right there on top of that lip.
I'm blushing.
And I'm turning clown red.
So just let's just get this out of the way. What other what other artists have you done album covers for?
Well, you know, back in the day, the music was so funky, Chocolate, that I basically would sit back. And this is in high school because I started back way back. I'm like a kid funkadelic. I started listening to all this funky music, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Grand Central Station, Parliament, Sly and the Family Stone, James Brown, and I would just draw to the music. And when I started doing that, I would say, you know, a lot of my friends, they'd be like, Stelzo, you need to show some of these people some of your stuff. And I would, like you said, when I met you guys, I had some work with me sometimes. I had some drawings, and My friends actually did an intervention on me one time at a show at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. that was featuring Funkadelic, one of the most fiery shows I've ever seen in my life. It had Eddie Hazel and Bernie Worrell, had the original Funkadelic guys. And they literally pushed me backstage and said, you're going to show these guys your artwork tonight, whether you like it or not. So with the help of my friends, and you know some of my friends, Patrice, they got me backstage and put me right on the spot again. Yep.
And so what was that like for you? How did you feel? You know,
well, it was cool. Once I got back there, it was easy because I started breaking out the stuff and putting it up around the dressing room, and everybody was flipping out and freaking out, and George was losing his mind, and I remember some of the guys picking up the pieces and looking at some of the stuff and laughing at all the jokes, the way I used to draw the women with the big booties and all the crazy little characters, and I'd explain the characters. And not only did I actually bring artwork back there with me, these were the cassette days. I've always been into music and always been a musician myself, so I would play them some of my music. And they'd all gather around me, and George and everybody would be listening to these songs, these little silly songs that I had. They were really funky, and they were loving it. I mean, they were like, we got to do something with this guy. And they made a promise to me that as soon as they, you know, had a project coming, they wanted me to definitely lay some of my funk on some of their funk on the covers. So I stood on the verge for that, and one day I came home from high school, and my dad said, you know, some guy named George Clinton or something called here, and he wants you to call him back, and he got some kind of artwork project for you. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he looked at me like he didn't know who George Clinton was.
Right.
But I eventually found out more about it, and found out it was Fred Wesley and the Horny Horns. And I said, well, Dad, you know who James Brown is, don't you? And he said, yeah, sure. I said, well, these are going to be the horn players for James Brown. And he lit up. He had that dad smile. You know, our dads, they don't smile that much, but he
but
dug it.
You said James Brown, and that was a magic word right there.
Yeah,
James
George
Brown.
Clinton didn't sink that deep on him at first, but when you heard James Brown, it was on.
Right, I heard that. So, and the amazing part about this is you're talking about when you were in high school. This started for you in high school, my brother. So you have been a funk OG. I can throw you into that funk OG category, baby. because you've been doing your thing. So speaking of songs that your little songs that you played for George and them and your musicianship, what we're going to do is we're going to start out right now with a song that you wrote, like when you were about 10 years old, you said?
Yeah, you know, Patrice, I got a big family. We're kind of like the Jackson Five. I've got two sisters and two brothers, so it's five of us. And a lot of times when my little sisters and brothers would have parties, those all would, you know, I would clown them out. I'd do all kinds of stuff with them and make puppets and props, and they'd have a big time. So one time my sister, and I'm only like about 10 years old, around 9 or 10, one of my little sisters was having a party, and I said, well, let me come up with this song that all the kids and everybody can sing, and they loved it. And so this song that you're about to hear is actually a song that I wrote when I was 10, but a couple of years back I got all my brothers and sisters together, and we call ourselves the Family Stoes, and we redid that song, and I want y'all to check it out.
Okay, because I was getting ready to say the way this song sounds, you know, when I heard it, it did not sound like a 10-year-old song. So you're saying that you started it at the concept came about when you were 10 years old, but you did, however, revamp it here very recently, and the product we're getting ready to hear is what you did.
Yeah, we basically kept the same melody and the same hook from back in the day, and then we added some funk to it because my big brother plays the bass, my little brother plays the drums, my twin sis, who we call twin sis, she sings, my little sister sings, and I play the guitar and the keyboards and all kinds of stuff on it. So check it out.
Okay, well, here we go. The name of this song is Gonna Have Some Fun. With stones on the ground and the family.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Ready to have some fun.
Girl. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah.
We're gonna have some fun.
Oh. Have some fun.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to have some fun tonight, too. For sure,
hey,
for sure, for sure.
Y'all was having fun right there on that tune. Only thing that was missing was me, okay? I heard somebody say something about somebody's weed falling out and all that. That's what
I'm
talking
about. Oh, yeah, we know
how
to have a good time. The family stows, we do have a good time now.
Okay. So, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to start taking calls from all the birthday well wishers, okay? So this first call we're going to take, area code 267, first call. Area code 267.
Yo.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, hi there. So who's calling?
This is Mike Collins. This is Mike Collins in Philly hanging out. You know,
oh, what's going on, Mike? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on there, Mike Tyler?
I got to do this. It's going to take a minute. I got to do it for you, Stella.
Go ahead and do your thing. Do it.
Hold on. This is for you.
Everybody is a star. It's a chocolate show. And in case you didn't know, happy birthday, Sozo.
There you
Yay!
Go.
Oh, man. Wow.
Happy birthday,
Sozo. Did you hear that, Chocolate?
I heard it. How you guys doing?
Hey, you know, how you feeling? There's some good things going on. Life is good. Happy birthday to you, young man. We got a lot to do this year. I hope.
Well, why don't you introduce that beautiful songstress that was everybody in that star over there, Mr.
That's Miss Montana over here in the book.
Hi, happy
hey,
birthday.
Hey, Montana. How you doing, baby doll?
I love you, honey. We just sat here and threw something together. Mike did the music. I wrote something real quick. And we just love you so much. And you, Chocolate, you know we love you. I'm so happy to be on your show.
And, Montana, you know that I did listen to the things that you sent me, and I just want to tell the world that they need to look out for you, okay? They don't even know what's getting ready to happen to them.
I appreciate it. You know, I wrote some of those songs from my heart. And I'm just working on a whole lot of different things. I want to be one of those vocalists that just anything that I touch, I do well. And you are my mentor. I love you so much. I'm so excited about being on the show.
Well, thank you, my sister. You keep on doing what you are doing. And, Mike,
do my
you keep
best.
On doing. Yes, right. And, Mike, you keep doing what you're doing, too. Do
well,
we
well,
have
you,
any? Go
yeah,
ahead.
I tell you what. Like I said, there's a lot of people calling and coming in. I just want to say this to Stozo. You know how Philly is. You know how South Street is. So in honor of you, me and Montana have been drinking since 6, you know.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Patrice, you know, Mike Tyler's being humble, too. You know, he's like the man with the guitar. You know, he's got a reputation all over Philly as the man with the guitar. We know all about that, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All lies. But I want to tell you, man, we enjoy the show. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Chocolate, thanks for coming off a hiatus to let a clown get down. You know? And
I had to, Mike. I had to. I had to do it. I had to let a clown get down.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Cause he knows you love him. That's all I'm going to say.
And, you know, my duty is to turn a frown upside down, so all of us are smiling right now. Thanks a lot, Mikey Montana.
All right.
We love all you guys. Happy
Hind Pot, Hugo.
Oh, yeah, we got that coming up next. All right, the Hind Pots are in the mix.
All right. Philly the first call, okay? That goes to
oh,
show.
Yeah, Philly. The dogs are in Philly. The Philly dog is still in effect.
All right. Philly in the house. Okay, so we're going to keep this thing moving right along, and we're going to play the next song on your special birthday list, which is More Bounce to the Ounce. Now, I know you have a little story about that. Tell me your More Bounce, your Zap story.
Well, you know, the Zap story was really cool because I was out on the road with P-Funk for a minute, and they called me up and they told me, you know, Stozo, you're going to have to go to Detroit and to the studio because we're putting this record together for this guy, Roger Troutman, and Zap. And they said, we want you to actually, you know how you said at the beginning of the show how I would draw on the spot. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to capture me drawing on the spot when the record was being made. And this was George Clinton's idea. He was involved in producing the record. And they flew me up to the United Sound Studios, which are very popular for Motown. That's where a lot of the Motown acts were. And actually, when we were there that day recording, the Four Tops were in there coming out of one of the other studios. And so they actually, you know, as Roger was playing the guitar, classic guitar riff and doing the talk box thing, I was on the floor drawing with my little crayons and pencils and stuff. And I drew up a whole bunch of them, and they picked it out. And we walked out of the studio that morning saying, this is going to be a hit record. But the record was really long. It was about 15 minutes. And I said to George, I said, you think they're going to play this, all of this on the radio? And so when we got back to L.A., KGFJ, a very popular radio station at the time, they debuted the song.
Right.
And they played every 15 minutes of it and played it back-to-back. So
okay.
Here's more bounce to the ounce, y'all. I'll let y'all bounce
okay,
to the ounce.
Okay, but I just want y'all to know that it's not 15 minutes long, though, but it is bouncing to every ounce. Here we go.
Let's
bam.
Do it.
Byron Bay Blues Festival. It was wonderful.
And And I've seen some of the pictures, Chocolate, from that, and it just looked like they just, you know, had an amazing time. Shuggy was in great spirit. Shuggy is one of the most extraordinary musicians in the world, and his whole family is, you know, they're like my second family. I lived with them, and Johnny and Shuggy and Lucky Otis, Shuggy's other son, is a bass player, and this whole family, Nick, your whole family is just incredible. And also, Nick's father, Johnny, is also a cartoonist. So he and I were able to draw together. And Nick's son, right, Nico, he draws too, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, we're going to send you a picture of Hendrix that he drew tomorrow.
So, you know, his son, Nick's son, actually taught me how to draw, and I kind of taught him a little bit about drawing. So, you know, it's, you know, we bounced around with the artwork and the music. This family has just got everything going with them.
And yeah. I have seen online some of Johnny Otis's artwork, and I was totally surprised because he was serious. He was not playing. He was an artist. You know what I'm saying? And his stuff was awesome. So,
yeah.
Nick was around. And, Nick, tell them about some of the great artists over the years that you were able to meet. I mean, you know, James Brown used to say, you know, you look just like your daddy.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Joe Turner, everybody, you know, all kinds of people. Eddie Cleanhead, Vincent, a lot of great artists that I got to meet through the years. Of course, Etta James, everybody knows that. You know, the list goes on, and I can.
And you know, a lot of people don't know, Nick, tell them that the guitar player that played in your father's band, what's the guy's name? Jimmy Nolan, wasn't he the guy that played guitar for James Brown too?
Right. Jimmy Nolan, he sure did. He played on Hand Jive, I believe. Bam.
Wow.
Played our first.
So Nick, what are you doing next? What are you up to these days, Nick?
Well, I got my iPad out, and I'm, like, throwing down Moog bass lines with drums and synths all over the place, having a ball with that. I'm playing bossa novas with a guitar player by the name of Matt Silva over in Jenner by the sea every Saturday and Sunday, playing beautiful bossa novas, California Dreaming jazz, you know, right with a little bit of coffee. You know, the cafe is called Cafe Aquatica in Jenner. If you guys are in California, stop by. I'm out there. It's beautiful, and I'm doing gigs with various different people. I just did another bossa nova jazz thing yesterday with a young guitar player by the name of James Harmon, which the record should be out pretty soon. So I'm working on moving.
And you're up in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah. I'm in Sebastopol.
Right. And I also want to say that you are, the last time I saw you, you were hanging out with my sister in funk, Gail Babyface Muldrew, who was in Graham Central Station. So you and Gail are very close friends also.
Yeah. Gail and Stozo are like brothers and sisters to me. They really are.
That's right. Me and Gail, we work together and we clown together. And actually, you know, Gail goes back to the Graham Central Station days, and a lot of people don't know it. She was Sly and the Family Stone. And that whole little community up north is incredible. There are a lot of amazing musicians and artists up there, Nick. And we all swing together when you're up in that area, and everybody's playing with people. And you got Greg Arrico and all kinds of – Patrice, you know that San Francisco Bay Area is loaded with them.
Listen, it's something about the East Bay, okay? It's something about the Bay Area. I think it's in the water. I don't know. But whatever it is, there's no place like it if you ask me. Don't even get me started on it. So, for real. It's for the real deal. So, Nick, I know you are a busy person. And, let me just shout out your brother, Buddy, too. He's a good friend of mine. I want to shout him out.
Yeah, and, Buddy and John. Buddy and John. There's a whole bunch of them in that.
A whole bunch of Otises. Yeah. Where all them Otises come from?
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis.
Okay, that's another story. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And, you know, shout out to everybody for us and give them our love. And thank you for pushing us, Stozo. Happy Actually, his birthday is Sunday, but we're doing this tonight. You know, we kicking it off for him, okay?
Cool.
Love you for that, Nick. You know that, brother. You know that.
Happy birthday.
We got some work to do. We still got some funk to do, Nick, so stay tuned, man.
Yeah. All right, man. I will. Thank you. Happy birthday. Love you.
All right, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Okay, so just because we just got through talking about Johnny Otis and all the Otis people, we're going to kind of get away from the order that we have things in our song list, just letting BBJ know that so she can be prepared. We're going to skip the order that we have it in, and we're going to shoot straight to Special, and Special is a song by Sugar Otis, which I think is a bomb. I love this song. It's been out for a while. I didn't know it, but Sozo, tell us a little bit about Special.
Well, you know, what Nikki was saying about the dream and being able to do this, you know, Sugar and I and all of us have been working together since the 70s, recording and doing stuff. And I remember when Sugar asked me to play around with a little song on a to help him mix a song, and, you know, he pulled up all the levers and everything. And this song, Special, came on. And I looked at him, I was like, dude, what is this? And this is back in, I guess, around the 80s or so. You know, his father had a studio in the back of the house, and that's where we all used to record. And so they just re-released a new album with Sugar that includes inspiration, information. It also includes some of the unreleased material. So this song is very special, and I want you all to check it out. But it's some funk up in there, isn't it? And there's some
yes,
nice
it is.
Stuff.
You know, and I was very surprised. I saw him do it like recently, last year. He was on the some late night show, and he did this song Special, and I thought it was a new song. I called you up. I said, Ozo, what is it? I like this song Sugar is doing. So
yeah, he was on one of those Jimmy songs. And, you know, Patrice,
yeah.
The song is always, all of his music has been way billions and trillions of years ahead of his time.
You're right about that. And I know I like it. So that's good enough for me. So we're getting ready to listen to Special by Sugar Otis.
Let's do it.
It's so special. I wrote it just for you. You all the love that I have within my heart and soul. So see this whole world in groove to the music. Music. I send this song to you. Special. 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 Special.
I just like to feel you now.
there. Shaggy Otis sending it special.
I like that little song. That is such a cute little song.
Oh, yeah, he
did a good job on that one. I like that one, Sozo.
And you know what? Guess what, Patrice? I know you hear that funk box in the background.
You know I know a funk box when I hear one. Now, you know this. This is something that you know. So, listen, we got more phone calls, and so we're going to go to another caller. Area code 323252.
323252.
Are you there?
I am here.
Hey,
yay. This is your niece, Uncle Sozo.
What's up there?
So, happy birthday, my fellow Capricorn.
Oh, well, I know this sounds like a unique call to me.
Yeah, you know it is.
Yeah, you know, this is unique, Banks, you guys. This is unique. This is Patrice's daughter, my niece.
That's right. It's my number one dollar sign right there. And I just want to say that, you know, she is serious because she is at the beauty shop, and she's getting her hair.
I am. I'm saying she's curling it right now as we speak.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So you getting a call from the beauty shop, Uncle Sozo.
Well, you know I'm loving that unique. I've always been loving it unique. So, you know, thanks for representing the whole thing for me. And, you know, Unique sings. Unique sings too, y'all. She's got her own flavor.
She does. And she just had a birthday herself on
Happy
January.
Happy birthday to you too, Unique.
Thank you.
So,
here's a honk to you, Unique.
All right,
so
you know you got to party it up. Yes, ma'am.
So do you want to go ahead on and bust a little happy birthday a little bit? I know you're in the beauty shop, but if they don't know, they need to know. So you want just a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Happy birthday. Are you ready? Happy birthday to you. Ma.
Wait a minute. I just don't want you to get burned, so don't move your head. Okay,
I promise I won't move my head. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Uncle Ronald. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Very good.
Dang, Unique.
Did I hear the horn squeak, Uncle Ronald? Did I hear a
horn?
Sure
did. You got me clowning out on that one, Unique.
Unique, so you just upset the whole beauty shop. Tell everybody I said hey over there.
They should be getting her autograph before she gets up out of there. I love you, Unique. Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
They said, happy birthday, Uncle Ronald. Happy birthday, Uncle Ronald.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you for that.
That's Ingrid.
Who is that in the background?
Unique. That's Ingrid and Sean.
Tell Sean I said saying happy birthday right quick. Put Sean on the line right quick.
Oh, he's doing hair, Ma. He got somebody. He's yelling Tracy in the background. He has somebody's hair in his hands right now.
Tell Sean.
That's Ingrid.
I said, sing happy birthday to you. Tell him.
Sean, my mother says she wants you to sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, because this sounds like the funkiest beauty shop on the planet right now. Let's
Thank
do this.
You. Actually, this is Elgin Charles's beauty shop. We go to Elgin Charles, in Beverly Hills. A black man been in Beverly Hills. His beauty shop been in Beverly Hills for a number of years now. Famous cat.
That's right.
What did he say?
Sean said he's feeling under the weather. And his vocal cords aren't quite.
But you know it's all good, Unique, and thanks a lot. I never understood how you had beauty to beauty, but it's all good.
It's not all good, Ronald, because Sean, I'm managing him, so he's supposed to sing when I tell him to. But Unique, can Ingrid sing happy birthday right quick?
Can Ingrid sing happy birthday real quick? She said
uh-huh.
she did already. You guys weren't listening.
Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, she said she did a whole solo. She did. She did. She
okay,
really
well,
did.
Yeah, everybody missed their big chances. So thank you. Unique, you did an excellent job. Thank you so much for calling us and saying happy birthday to your aunt.
Of course.
Thank you,
of
Unique.
Course.
Love
of
you
course.
For that. Can't
yes.
wait to see you
Love
the next
you
time, all right? Give you a big
yes.
hug for that one.
Yes, I need to get some artwork on some jackets and things, some of your
happy
wonderful artwork.
Happy birthday to Unique. Happy birthday to
That's
Unique.
Right. There you go. You're not finished, are you? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my niece. Happy birthday,
yeah.
Unique.
Yeah, that was great, Uncle Ronald. Thank you. Thank you. Love
All
you.
Right.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Woo! I'm telling you, I'm not responsible. You hear me, Sozo?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not responsible. Okay, so now, the next song on your list. Hang on, callers. We're getting to you. We got to get through this list. The next call, the next song is The Jam, of course. And that's by a group known as Graham Central Station. So there is so much history with you and Graham Central Station. Just give us a little brief, I'll tell you what, tell us the first time you saw Graham Central Station. Let's go there, and then we'll go
okay,
into
okay, so this is a real good one, y'all. You know, when I was in, after I graduated, I went to Woodrow Wilson High School, folks, and that's when I did the Horny Horns. But then when I went to college, I went to Howard University. Now, Howard University is known for having the funkiest homecomings in the world. If you were, for some reason, I don't know who was in control or who they booked in the Crampton Auditorium over there, but we would book everybody. I'd seen everybody in there. Betty Davis was even up in there, Funkadelic. And then we saw that Graham Central Station was going to be in the house. And I had a little friend working the door, and he said, Stozo, as soon as they get here, I'm getting you in. And so I went on down there to the basement, to the dressing room, all nervous and everything, because I had already heard Can You Handle It and all their songs. Just couldn't wait. You know, I was a big fan of Sly and the Family Stone anyway. I had met Larry Graham before the group, so I figured he would remember me. And he did, because one time I got lost somewhere at a concert, and he actually helped me find my way. So I figured if he saw me, he'd recognize me. And we got in, and I met the whole band. And at that time, the band was, you know, Patrice and David Dynamite and Herschel Kennedy and Willie Wilde, Larry. And it was just spectacular to stand there and meet them. I've got some beautiful pictures, actually, photographs I took of the band. So, you know, The Jam came along a little later. But, you know, a lot of people don't know that they used to do The Jam in their show before it came out as a record. So, you know, it kind of blew my mind when the album came out that The Jam was on. Ain't nobody doubt it, right, Patrice? Isn't that the one? And
you're telling this story. You're telling it.
You got to confirm some of this funk now. Come on now. And so, anyway, when Ain't Nobody Doubt It came out, a big song called The Jam came out where everybody got a chance to do their thing. And, you know, Chocolate here is, she had a really cool part that a lot of people remember because it was so clever. She introduced people to the funk box. Larry introduced his thing. David introduced, you know, Herschel Happiness did his thing. Everybody did this thing. And guess what the name of the song was called? The Jam.
And here we go.
Thank you.
My nose is rolled across the floor, babe. I gotta go get my nose.
Go get it. So listen.
Oh, that made my nose fall off on that one.
Caller, I just want you to know I see you. 646 323-459-213-267. I see y'all. I'm coming. Here we go. We're getting ready to go now to area code 646. 646.
Woo! 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 I'm like, I'm all jammed out, y'all. Woo!
So who is this?
It's still playing on the net. Okay, now it's finished.
Woo!
Okay. How are
Girl,
y'all?
We're good. Who's this?
It's Ab.
You know what this sounds like? You know, Chocolate, you know, this sounds
Tell
like
me.
S-H-A-R-L-A Funk.
Charla
Funk is in the house.
Charla Funk is in the house.
Woo!
What's going on, Charla Funk? What's going on, girl?
My name is. I think everyone should just go around doing that, girl. My name
girl,
is.
I hear you. I hear you. And
I'm still stuck on that. My name is. Teach us how to spell, okay?
I have heard a lot about you from your boy Sozo, and I can't wait to for you and I to have a one-on-one. But in the meantime, you call in to help celebrate Sozo's birthday tonight. So go ahead on and do you want to say happy birthday? If you want to, just go ahead on. Do your thing, girl.
I want to say happy birthday to Stozy Wozie. Happy birthday, my Stozy Wozie. I hope you're having a huggy-wuggy of a day, because all these folks are calling up to say just how much they love the way you funk, the way you get down, and it's only a red clown that gets around. So that's how we doing it. Birthday, baby.
Yeah.
Man, that was the biggest hug. You know, me and Charlotte Funk, we got some huggy wuggy stuff. Charla Funk goes back to the days of the Funkorama, and she is one of the most talented female players in the game of funk. And I want everybody out there to be on the lookout for Charla Funk. Charla Funk, who was the last person you played with?
Who's the what?
Who was one of the last people that you played with that you sat in with and did your thing?
Oh my goodness, I just did like two or three shows, OP, which features Grady Thomas.
Tell them who OP is, what that stands for.
For the original P-Funk.
Okay. All
right, original Parliament. And then who was that you played with, Shady Grady?
Yes, featuring Shady Grady and his son and also Derek, which is the son of Ray, deep voice Stingray Davis.
You know, I just want to hold on for everybody. I don't want to bring the moment down, but even when we listen to the jam with Graham Central Station, you know, we got a lot of funk players out there that are not with us today. You know, David Dynamite was on the jam, and Robert Butch Sam was on the jam, and we also lost Ray Davis, who she just said was one of the original Parliaments, and his son was in the group. Patrice, what was the other drummer that played with Graham Central Station?
Gaylord. The Flash Birch.
Okay, Gaylord the Flash Birch. So at this moment, I want, you know, do a really nice tribute to all of our funky friends that came along the ranks with us, you know, and Charlene is actually has played with the sons of some of these guys, and Ray Davis' son is a bass player. Ray Davis himself used to sing bass. So,
right. And
yeah.
He also has the voice, too, honey.
He's got the voice, too?
He got the voice, too. He says hello and it rumbles.
Cosmic, what time it is.
Yes, definitely. And
so
also,
what are you up to these days, Charlene? You know, we love you calling in, representing. Where are you representing? What part of the country are you calling from?
Representing NYC, baby, Brooklyn.
Right, Brooklyn is in the house, Patrice. Brooklyn is all the way up in the house.
All the way, trying to get down with the class. And, of course, Miss Chocolate.
Well, you know what? I'm going to need you, like I said. Stozo has told me so much about you. So I'm going to need you to be a guest on the show. But I'm going to get back to you on that because I need to know. Because what I'm trying to do is, you know, just briefly, I'm not getting ready to preach, but I just want to say that as far as I'm concerned, the women of funk do not get the recognition that they deserve. And there were so many women out there that nobody even really knows about. And I want to make sure, I want to make sure that all the women of funk get their recognition, get their due, because, you know, behind every good funk, whatever it was a good funk woman. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
this is always
know,
Ladies Night as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So I got to make sure that I keep that part of it alive. And I'm and you are a character, and I have to make sure that I get, that I talk to you. So we're going to say that before the world tonight on Stozo's Kappa Clown B-Day party that me and you, we're going to get together and talk about what was up with you and your career. Can we do that?
Shoot, we've already done it. We just got to roll the tape.
Okay, well, that sounds good. So very good. So Stozo, take it from here.
Yeah, well, Charlie, you know, I love the way you just hugged us on this funk show. And Charlie's representing a whole bunch of folks over there in Brooklyn. You know, New York was kind of funky until I got there, and I decided to, you know, when the funk is not in your town, you got to create the funk. And Charlie was right there next to me, and we brought the funk to New York City. We created a thing called Funkorama, and we had some of the best bands in the land there. We had Enemy Squad, we had Funkin', the Kids, the Sons of the P. You know, Charlotte Funk was up there playing keyboards and singing and representing. You know, we had all sorts of people up there, Law, and people that today can remember a moment of funkiness that was just came out of nowhere. And what did we do, Charlotte? We gave up the funk, didn't we?
Oh, we gave it up to a place where that's why we literally closed the place because they couldn't take it. It's like, what? We got all this in one spot? All in one
they
spot.
Couldn't
and
it
take hasn't
it?
Been... Hasn't been anything like it since. You see sprinkles, but you don't get the shower, and that's what we about to bring back.
That's right. That's what I was.
And you know, also Shala has been, you know, to be a singer and keyboard player to be on stage with Bernie Worrell is incredible. She has been recently doing a few dates with the great Bernie Worrell, who you know, Patrice, from Funkadelic and Parliament.
Of course, that's my buddy.
You know,
yeah.
So. We got people representing the funk from all around the world, ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world for the funk.
That's what I'm saying. So, and, you know, it's up to us to keep that funk alive. And I was just sitting here listening to this conversation, and I'm wondering, what would we do without the word funk? If there was not the word funk, we couldn't even have a conversation, could we?
No, we couldn't. We couldn't have a conversation.
We couldn't have a conversation.
Well, you know, the thing is, babe, funk used to be a bad word.
You can't functionalize the funk set without the funk in the word.
We couldn't even have a conversation without the word funk, okay? So that's what I'm saying. And recognize, everybody that's listening, recognize that.
You couldn't even have music history.
Thank you.
It would have stopped a long time ago.
From 1970, you couldn't have music, period, you know, in my opinion. But you know what I'm saying. We'll go into that later. We're going to keep it fun right now. So thank you, Charlotte, so much for calling. And I told Stozo that he couldn't blow out any candles because we didn't want to catch nothing on fire. But we do.
I think the songs that y'all played thus far, there's got to be a lot of smoke in the building already.
Charlotte, you be giving up that song.
She called me when the jam is on. I couldn't let it go because I'm listening on the internet at the same time. I'm like, oh, I know she's about to save me, but it's too okay.
Girl, don't let it go. Don't let it go. Hold on to it. We got to keep it alive. We got to keep it alive till the will fall off.
And then, see, I just want to say to you, I want to give you a big shout-out and a thank you, one, for being a woman that we can say, there's someone doing something that I could venture to do. And then you're doing this show and you're bringing us back to funk. You're giving us the Red Clown Day to get down, and that's a beautiful thing because without you, we wouldn't have a place to sing about his birthday. So on that, I must give you props, my sister.
Well, thank you, girl. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it, Sister Love. And guess what? I'm going to do this until the wheels fall off, literally, okay?
Yes.
So, you know, just hang on in there with me and stay tuned, okay?
Yeah, just keep doing the tongue linguistics on the vocal funk box, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right.
So,
all right,
girl. Brooklyn.
Thanks a lot, sweetheart. You know I got a big hug for you, and you'll feel it all the way over there in Brooklyn, New York.
I'm doing the clown dance just for you.
I'm hoping it'll give you some heat, because I know y'all have been a little chilly over there, but chilliness never stops the funk.
Oh, no. Y'all have it so hot up here. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to take this T-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie, woolen socks off right now. If y'all play one more hot thing, I'm done. And I know that there's more to come. So everybody better stay tuned.
Because
I know there's more. So I'm going to cut my end short because we could holler all night long. I want to hear the groove.
Okay. Well, good. Don't hang up then. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you, girl.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
All right. I like her so, though. She's all
man,
right with
me. You know
me.
It. You know I'm only going to bring you the best.
Got that energy happening. Okay, we're getting ready to take another caller. Then we're going to go into another song by Betty Davis. Game is my middle name. But in the meantime, we're going to 323-459. Caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? Caller, I hear noise.
Well, somebody's doing the cosmic slop.
459, are you there? All right, 459. Okay, we're going to let 459, we're going to put them on hold for a minute, and we're going to go to, there's another 267 number, 267-271. Are you there, caller? See, some of them, I guess, they get tired of holding on because they've been holding on for a while. 267-271, are you there? Okay, they are not there. Okay, we're going to go to 213, area code 213. That's in L.A. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, who's calling?
Hello?
Yes, we're
Hello.
Here. Who's this?
Hey, is this my girl, Jess?
Hi, happy birthday.
Is this my girl, Jessica, in the house? Guess what, Patrice? We got Jessica in the house.
Oh, you guys are so wonderful with all your great energy and happy birthday, Snozo, and many, many more.
Oh, Patrice, do you know we got... Do you know we have a friend of distinction in the house?
Well, Jessica, please.
Yes, that's my name.
Girl, what's going on, girl? What's going on?
Oh, you guys are marvelous.
We are having fun, girl. And thank you so much for calling. So, well, tell us who we're talking to.
Well, you know, we're talking, it's just so much to say about who we're talking to, but I'll tell you, she's a friend of distinction, she's a woman of distinction, she's a singer of distinction, she's my babe of distinction. We're talking about Jessica Cleese, you know, she's been with the earth, the wind, and the fire, and she's taking it higher with the P-Funk Mothership Connection. Jessica, did I leave anything out?
Oh, absolutely not. But I just want to say, his smile, oh, what a smile you have, Stozo. That's the first thing in my mind's eye, you and your smile. And you got me just grinning from ear to ear, my dear. I'm standing up, first time all day. I love you. God bless you.
No, you know, that smile almost makes him look sexy, huh?
I'm trying to tell you.
Uh-oh. Y'all got me going clown red now. I'm cornered. Oh, no. And, you know, it is such an honor to hear that from Jessica Cleese, who to me is an American history. All you guys out there, do your homework. This is an American icon of history, folks. Jessica Cleese, my friend, my baby doll.
Got her own, too. Yeah.
Of funk music history, that's right. If y'all don't know, Google her, Jessica Cleese. Earth, Wind, and Fire, T-Funk, Friends of Distinction. We could go on and on. I'm so glad you called, Jessica, because I had a message for you that Stozo is going to give to you. And so what are you up to now?
Just being grateful, honey, and glad. I can truly say, if I ever do another thing, I did the funk. I just can't believe it because I'm so square. I don't have a clue how I was there, but I did that. Thank you,
girl,
Jesus.
You sure did do it, and you did it. You know why you did it? You did it because you were supposed to do it. Your name was all over it. You know, what is for you is what you're going to have. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Jessica has been grazing in the grass. She really hopes you do. Jessica has you going and round in circles. And Jessica, and Jessica definitely kept our heads to the sky. And you, I'm not going to ask you to sing that, Jessica, right now. But I think everybody still hears it in their heads. They still hear it.
Stozo, this is my show, okay? Can you hold on for a minute? Jessica, can you sing a little bit of happy birthday to Stozo? Just a little bit.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stozo. Happy birthday to you. And many, 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 many more.
About me, and I know about you, and I don't know if you heard me tell Charlotte that it is my mission to keep the funk alive, and I really want to highlight and emphasize and illuminate the women of funk, and you definitely are one of them, and so I'm going to hit you up, my sister, so you expect a call from me any day now. In the meantime,
get my number to Stozo. That's my
any
baby.
Any day now. So thank you so much for calling. You want to say something in particular when you say goodbye, Stozo? You want to give her a big smooch or what you want to do?
Jessica already knows. She's part of the reason why my heart beats the way it does. And Jessica and I have done some music, and we've all done some stuff, and we all are going to keep ourselves alive. So that we can keep the funk alive. Love you, Jessica.
Absolutely.
You know that. I'm just so, you know, I'm blown away from that little happy birthday joint.
I'm glad
that Chocolate interrupted my program to bring me your program for that one. Oh, man.
That's right.
Hey,
I'm just so glad
you included me in the program. Thank you.
You know, I ain't going to leave you out of no program that I got.
That's right.
And
if I ever get another
program,
you'll be in mine. Both y'all.
I guess the audience out there just can't believe this much funk that we're experiencing right now. But you guys stay tuned because it just gets funkier and funkier. Right, Jessica?
Always. Always. Funk rolls forever.
Always and forever.
All right. So thank you, Jessica. Love you much. All right. Love you much.
Thank you, Jessica. I'll talk to you soon. We love you. We love you for that.
I love you for everything. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right, Stozo. Show. Are we having fun or what?
I said it at the beginning of the show. We're going to have some fun. Ooh-wee, we're going to have some fun.
Okay, so now this next song we're going to do is a play. Is Game Is My Middle Name by Betty Davis, my girl Betty. So now give us a little short, you know.
Okay, well, a lot of you guys know that, you know, Chocolate was talking about the females in the funk. And Betty Davis did her thing early in the game. She hit it and quit it. I guess y'all know that funkadelic song, Hit It and Quit It. Now, Betty wasn't playing because, like me, you know, you got to choose the best players to bring that funk when you bring it. Now, Betty was a singer, but she used to always tell me that she wasn't trying to be like a singer, that she was in the sound. And
well,
Betty was able to create a sound with her voice.
How did you meet Betty?
Betty, like you, came to Washington, D.C. You know, for some reason, Chocolate City hosted some of the, you know, if anybody was funky, they had to come to Washington, D.C. And anybody that was funky that came to Washington, D.C., I came to them, you know.
Okay.
I flipped when I first saw the album cover of Betty Davis, you know, because I love the ladies. And Betty was standing there in some boots and some hot pants and this big fro and his cute face. And they said Betty was coming to town. So, you know, I went to Betty's show, and, you know, she blew everybody's mind. She had the most beautiful show, the best background singers, the funkiest bass players, guitar players. She actually came to my house. I invited her to come by and met her, and that's a long story. But my parents, when she walked in the door, they were like, whoa. And I whispered to my father, that's Miles Davis's ex-wife. Because, you know, at the beginning of the show, you know, you got that dad and still got that questioning look, you know. So I had to give Miss Davis some credentials. And I said, well, you know who Miles Davis is. I said, that's his ex-wife. And he smiled. But she took to my father's blue eyes and started flirting with him. And then I don't know what happened to me. I just... But Betty is the best, and the only way you can really talk about Betty is to really listen to Betty's thing. Now, this song we're about to hear actually features Patrice Chocolate Banks on it. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, just a teeny-weeny bit about that moment for you?
Yeah, a teeny-weeny bit. Betty was a character, to say the least, and on this album she hired Greg Rico to be the producer for her album. And, of course, Greg, he called Larry. And so Grand Central Station is all over this album. So basically that's what it is. And Game Is My Middle Name. I am on it. You will hear me. You might know me, my voice when you hear it. But it's one of the funkiest. That her album, as far as I'm concerned, maybe because I'm a little biased, but this first album that she did, where Grand Central Station played on most of the tracks, in my opinion, is the funkiest album that she did. So we're going to listen now to Game Is My Middle Name, Betty Davis.
Oh, man, you guys get ready for this one.
Do me in, do me in.
Diamond Link by Betty Davis.
Woo! All right. So now we got the one. Come on, don't start. We trying to get through your birthday program now. Come on now, we'll be funking all night long. We have a couple more callers.
You ain't joking about that.
A couple more callers. So we got three. I'm gonna try this 323-459 caller, and then we have a 240 caller. So 323-459. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
And I was there before. I don't know what happened. I was having technical difficulties, I guess.
So who's
Who's there, really, Baba?
So who's calling?
This is Destiny.
Oh, Destiny. That's my daughter's name. Are you my daughter?
Maybe.
So you called her with Uncle Sozo a happy birthday?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there's my little partner Destiny funking in the house. Wow.
Y'all have been going hard there.
We've been going real hard, haven't we?
Y'all been rolling kind of hard.
And it's getting harder, you know, harder still, and still getting harder.
And we are, so now you know what's coming next. Now your sister did it, so you know you have got to.
You know, I heard that.
Yeah,
and
she did a good job.
It
so
was
it's
quite
your
spectacular.
Turn.
Yeah, it was very good. Huh? That was awesome, huh?
So it's your turn,
especially for the hair shop,
for the beauty shop. Okay, so now it's your turn. Quit changing the subject. It's your turn to say happy birthday to your uncle. You ready?
I don't know if it's going to... I'm not ready. I'm a little horse. I'm not ready.
But you know what? Just do it your way. Just do it your way. I said, just do it Destiny's way. Hit it. You ready?
Just do it my way?
Destiny style.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Uncle Rhino. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
Wow. I don't know, Destiny. I might have to do you another painting. You want a painting or something? Is that what you need? Another? I mean, I'll get your logo together. It's all right. I'll get the logo together.
Very good, baby girl. That's my baby girl. Very good. Thank you for
that
calling.
That was excellent, there, Destiny. For
wishing your Uncle Sozo a happy birthday. And what are you doing? What you doing right now?
I'm not doing anything. I'm playing NBA 2K14. All this music was distracting me. I almost lost a couple close games. So I had to pause right now because I was playing Miami. I don't like LeBron, so I had to pause because y'all was messing up my little flow. But
you know the funk sometimes. It tears the roof off the sucker, so you know how it goes.
Just mess up your whole program.
And
it ain't nothing you can do. It ain't nothing you can do about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That song takes a hold, and it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Just gotta put everything in pause.
Thank you so much,
Destiny. That was awesome. I appreciate that. For real. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and have a happy birthday.
I surely will now, for sure. Half my face is red.
All right.
He said half of his face. Oh. Okay, Destiny. Love you.
All right.
We love you, Destiny. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. You can get back to that Game Is Your Middle Name, I see. She came in at the right time, too, because we just played Game Is My Middle Name, so that's your middle name, too, huh, Destiny?
Okay. So now we got this. Bye, Destiny. Love you. We got this last caller, area code 240. 240, let's go. You there, 240?
DC. Yeah, I knew that sounded like some Chocolate City in the house over there. Billy Best from DC.
Oh, is that B Best?
Billy Best.
B
D is in the house, y'all.
I just love Billy Best. I just love him. Words cannot even explain how I love Billy Best. But we're going to go ahead on and let Billy Best talk to the man of the hour, the birthday man of the hour.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all just funky crazy. Y'all just, and let me tell you, the funk ain't never left me. I tell you, ever since the 70s, the 60s, and the 70s, it's just continuing. And I am thankful for y'all continuing to do what you do to keep the funk alive. But this is the best thing that ever happened to me. And Stoza, I just want to say happy birthday. And thank you for always being there to support your girl, Chocolate. I love watching that and keep it up with you guys. And this has been historic. And when I heard Jessica Cleese, I was like,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, see.
I mean, just like, I really hope you do.
That's what I love about you, Billy, is because you know what's going on. When you hear Jessica Cleese on the phone, you know.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Okay. It's an OMG moment, right?
OMG. And y'all know everybody, but it's just, and I'm just, you know, I keep saying this before, you know, I can't thank God enough that I even am talking to y'all. You understand? For me, it's just like that. And so I'm just so grateful, and I just hope y'all have a great time. I'm enjoying listening to all the great music. You know, I had posted that Betty Davis on your page the other day.
I just love everything
y'all do, man. I'm just so grateful that I can even be talking to y'all. So I hope you have a great time, Stozo, and happy birthday.
Now, Billy, you know, I got to, since you're from Chocolate City, I got to ask you a couple of questions, Billy.
Uh-oh.
Now, back in the day, what would you say? Did you see anything funky over at the Capitol Center? Could you tell some of the folks about the Capitol Center or the Howard, any one of the funk venues in the D.C. area? Can you tell them a little bit about it?
Man, you just can't explain it, Stozo. You had to experience it. And it was only a few folks that came through there that you know you was always going to get your money's worth, and they would always blow the roof off of it. Ram Central Station, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Parliament Funkadelic, Stevie Wonder, Rufus and Chaka Khan. That's just to name a few. LaBelle. If they came through the house, it was off. It was done. I can't even say no more. You had the experience and grand.
That's right. There probably isn't a roof left in D.C., is it? It ain't a roof on none of those places, right?
Yeah, none of those places. And I know the first time I didn't see Grand. I saw Grand Central Station the first time at the Carter Burn.
Wow.
At the amphitheater. But then the first time I had heard they was in D.C., I think it was at Howard University at Crampton Auditorium. Everybody I know that saw them, they just threw the roof off. So, you know, it's no venue in D.C. they didn't blow the roof off. So it is what it is.
One of you is either Billy or Stozo. One of you had that story about we were somewhere and the actual ceiling started coming down.
Yes, Patrice, that was at it's funny you bring that up because that's the same venue that I talked about earlier where I met Funkadelic, and that was called the Warner Theater. And there was a moment during the show, and the jam hadn't really come out yet, and you guys were playing the jam, and Larry went into that big old solo of his, and you guys were killing it on your instruments, and all of a sudden, pieces of the ceiling started falling, and it was upside the head.
I love that story. Pieces of the ceiling started coming down. Grand Central Station was throwing it so hard. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta say this, y'all. I was at one of the shows at the Capitol Center, and I actually saw people taking, like, telephone poles or something that was on the ground. They were busting through the windows and get in to see Grand Central Station because they had sold out and there was no more tickets. They was mad. They started busting the windows to get in.
Oh, that was pretty, you know, Billy, in D.C., people would not be stopped. If it was a sold-out show, you could be the middle of the show, and the doors would bust open, and the folks would come running in. That's it. That's it, man.
You know,
that's it.
And, you know, that's what I loved about D.C., because y'all were serious about the
We were serious. Yes, sir.
Serious.
Yes, ma'am.
D.C. and Philly. D.C. and Philly.
You always say that. Yeah, you always say that.
I always loved D.C. was number one, Philly was number two, New York was number three. But D.C., I'm telling you, I have the most wonderful memories from D.C. But Philly, Jess, I love you. And you know,
I love you, too.
You are part of Team Chocolate, you and Zelda and Lloyd,
Jay, right.
William Johnson. Y'all are Team
That's
Chocolate
right.
all day. And I thank you so much for supporting my brother in crime right here, Sozo. He
needs Thanks a lot, Billy. You know, I've seen you around, and we really like that Funkalution button that you put up for representing the Funkalution.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he finally got his button, Sozo. He finally got it.
And, you know, some of you guys out there listening, y'all can get your buttons and T-shirts and a bunch of other stuff. You got to check out. Tell them, Billy, they got to keep up with the Funkalution.
Oh, Funkalution. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I just wanted to thank y'all so much for even taking my call, and I love y'all. And keep the funk rolling until, like you say, till the wheels fall off.
That's right, Billy. And you keep doing your part. I see you on Facebook. I see you. You keep doing your part, all right? Okay.
Gotta do it. All right. I love you guys.
Thanks a lot, Billy. We love that too, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I know you're going to keep that funk alive over there, whether they do or not. You keep your funk alive. We'll keep our funk alive.
That Billy Best, he ain't no joke, okay? He is no joke, just like you. So, wow. This has been so much fun for me. Did you have a good pre-birthday?
Yeah, I'm birthday. I don't even know if Sunday even has to come. I don't even know if we have to have the 19th come.
Because that's your real birthday. It don't even have to. There's nothing that can be done better than this.
No, I don't think we can top this funk. Nuh-uh.
I just want to say that Sozo has been a little under the weather. He caught that flu. Everybody go take your flu shot. He caught that flu. He was a little under the weather, but, baby, he bounced right back, and we are celebrating. And I'm just so glad to, you know, I look at Sozo. Sozo, you are like a brother to me, and I appreciate you. And I want to say that Sozo and I are in the process of creating a Funkalution. And if you want to know what the Funkalution is all about, then you need to go on our Funkalution Facebook page and find out what we are doing. We are calling for a change. We are standing up for the funk because we don't believe that the funk has gotten the recognition and the acclamation and the due that it deserves. And we are going to be in the forefront of taking it and repositioning it and putting it back where it belongs. You got anything to add to that, Sozo?
Absolutely, because it belongs in our ears. You know, we've been seeing a lot of people are a little upset about music out there. And one thing about the funk is, you know, just like P-Funk used to have a song called Let's Take It to the Stage. It's a challenge, and we not just want to bring the funk together. We want to bring it back to the stage because the stage will prove itself. Once you take that funk to the stage, you know, we people can come up with records and everything, but we want to, you know, the funk had real instruments, real drums, guitars, bass, singing, and everything. And so funk is just what it's called, but it's music and it's funky music. And that's what we're talking about, funky music.
That's right. And we're talking about bringing it back and putting it where it belongs in music history. And so we need for you to go. Are you Facebookers? We need you to go to Facebook, and we need you to go to our Funkalution page, and we need all the likes that we can get because we need those numbers so that we can start this Funkalution, so that we can take it to the level where we need it to be. So go to the Funkalution page, and I hate to end this, but I guess it's got to come to an end. So what do you have to say as we
as we bring this to an end. So, go, my brother, what you got?
Well, I'd just like to thank all the funky guests that came on and that might have stayed on and with us. And I just know that I'd like to thank you, Patrice Chocolate Banks, because, you know, we've been giving up the funk all these years, and we plan to keep giving it up. And I just want to shout out to just everybody that called in and sang and shared their funk and listened to the funk. And that's it. I mean, a birthday's a birthday, but, boy, was this a birthday for me. So thank everybody out there for joining in on this party we have for Stozo the Clown and Ron Stozo Edwards. It's been a blast.
It truly has. It truly has. And I want to shout out BBJ, the owner of Tribe Family Channel, who is presenting us tonight.
Love you, Beverly.
I want to shout out my family. Happy birthday to you, Nick, who called in, fellow Capricorn. I want to say that happy birthday to MLK. This is Happy MLK Day, and I'm sure there will be a parade near you sometime within the next couple of days. Love my family. I want to say hello and shout out the Facebook Nation, to all the Funkalutionaries. Want to shout them out. I want to say go to PatriceChocolateBanks.com for all things chocolate. And I want to say that we'll be back in full effect. Everybody is a star. We'll be back in full effect in February, which is Black History Month. So we got a lot of special things planned for that month. And, you know, may the funk be with all of y'all. And we're going to play the rest of the song list that Stozo had that we couldn't get in. So continue to listen until we got about 15 more minutes. So we're going to funk it all the way out for these next 15 minutes. So continue to listen. And we love you guys, and we thank you. And may the funk be with you, like I said, and continue to be with you. And so, well, you know how I feel about you. You know, you my funk rat in crime. And I'll take that in smooches.
Thank you, Patrice Chocolate Banks, and you know that. So, let's get down, y'all. We got a little Jimi Hendrix
right,
for y'all, a little funkadelic, and we got a party for y'all. If y'all want to stick around, stick around.
Yeah, stick around. We're going to funk it out, and here we go. BBJ.
Kill you softly, but I promise you'll be friends, I can let Clint solo. Thank you.